Let me go back into time. The year is 2000. It's the 2000 Subway World Series, Yankees versus Mets, Game 2. After the New York Yankees take Game 1 in dramatic fashion, Mike Piazza, Roger Clemens, in honor of the Subway Series, which will be later today, let's get into the biggest moment in Subway Series history. Now, let me tell you something. Yes, I'm a Yankee fan, but I was never really the biggest Roger Clemens fan. One, because I hated him prior to becoming a Yankee. He hit all our players. I hated Roger Clemens. Did not like him at all. Then he's traded for David Wells, who, believe it or not, as a young child or young, 14, 13-year-old kid, whatever I was in 1998, I guess. Quick math. Yeah. 14 years old. I love David Wells. I was a big David Wells guy. So to see David Wells shipped out for Roger Clemens wasn't really my guy. Now, he's a Yankee, so clearly enough of my guy. And then later became my guy. Big playoff performances, 2000 ALCS, 99 World Series, 2000 World Series. But in honor of this Subway Series, let's get to the biggest moment, because no one's spoken the truth. Everyone's afraid to say it because it's absolutely true. I believe every single word that Roger Clemens said about it. Now, I know he's a hard guy to believe. I understand that subsequently he has not always been forthright about what happened when it comes to certain performance-enhancing drugs. I'm willing to accept that. I might even be willing to accept that that evening he might have dabbled in such a cocktail. But if you watch that moment, Mike Piazza, Roger Clemens, if you watch it fairly, if you really look at it, it's exactly what Roger Clemens says. Now, I know people scoff when he says he thought it was the ball, but if you watch Roger Clemens, the bat breaks, it comes right at him in that moment. He goes to field it. And this is the misconception people have. People think when Roger Clemens said he thought it was the ball, that he means he thought it was the ball when he threw it. No. He thought it was the ball for a split second coming at him. He thought he had Mike Piazza out. Here comes a soft ground ball back to the pitcher for that split second. Then he realizes it's the bat, which is broken in half, and throws it off the field towards the Yankee dugout, because that's what you do with trash, which is now what the bat is. He does not know Mike Piazza is running up the base path. He is not trying to throw the bat at Mike Piazza. He just isn't. That's exactly what happened. He thought it was the bat for a half a second. Once he realized it's the bat, well, he thought it was the ball, for a half a second. Once he picked it up and realized, I have half a bat in my hand, what should I do with it? Let me get rid of it and throw it towards our dugout. That's what happened. It's really not hard to come to terms with it. Now, was he a hopped up maniac? Yeah. Probably. But he was not intentionally throwing the bat at anybody. He just wasn't. And I don't know why. It's because of his history, because of the obvious manner of him at that moment. Which clearly, I mean, if you, I'm reading the, I think I've read the Joe Torre book where he's in tears after in the dugout, telling people he didn't mean to do that and was very upset. When, and people laugh. Like, I've had this conversation with Evan. When you say he thought it was the ball, people laugh at me. He didn't think it was the ball when he threw it. He thought it was the ball for a half a second and went to go field it. Then realized it was the bat, tossed it off the field, had no idea Mike Piazza was walking up the first baseline. And that's what also makes me laugh, because everyone, oh, he's so hopped up, he's crazy. But yet, he had the presence of mind to recognize where everybody was on the field. He was able to go field it, realize it's Mike Piazza, throw it at him. Now, I have no problem with Mike Piazza thinking that, and I agree with everybody. Mike Piazza should have absolutely went after him and have Roger Clemens thrown out of the game. Or somebody should have went after him. But I will go to my grave, my friends, telling you that Roger Clemens absolutely, 100%, never intentionally threw that bat at Mike Piazza. I am 100% positive of it, as I'm sure Michael Fliegelman is. I know you feel the same way, Mike.
You probably believe that Roger Clemens never touched steroids or any performance-enhancing drugs either.
I do not. I don't necessarily believe that, no. I'm telling you, go back and watch it.
We've all seen it.
It's coming at him. He goes to field it. Once he grabs the bat, what would you do? He was in a tizzy. He thought he just got out Mike Piazza, who owns him. And instead, he's holding a shard of a bat, so he gets rid of garbage by throwing it towards the Yankee dugout in frustration, in anger, crazy, but not at Mike Piazza. He had no intention of hitting Mike Piazza with a bat that day, my friends. None.
The only thing I'll say is maybe he didn't want to hit him. He wanted to throw that bat. He knew it was the bat, and he wanted to at least throw it near him.
I don't think so. I honestly don't.
Because not even Roger Clemens, who's been lying for over 20 years,
yes.
Even Joe Torre, who's been lying for over 20 years, they don't even believe what you're saying.
That's not true. I'm getting the story from Roger Clemens, and I'm telling, I watch it. He goes to field it. He realizes it's the bat. He gets rid of it pissed off. I don't think he's trying to throw it at anybody. I honestly don't. I'm not lying. This is not a... I've said this before. I think I'm on the record. I think I've done it with Evan on air during Carton and Robert. I 100% believe this. He doesn't... Watch it again. He doesn't throw it. It's not even really particularly... like. He gets it. He doesn't even look. It's all in one motion. He gets it, realizes it's the bat, and just chucks it. He doesn't realize anyone's running up the first baseline. Positive. It's been overblown for years. Now, the aftermath of it, 100%. Then he goes and sticks it right up the Mets, you know what, for the rest of the game. And I'm not saying that Roger Clemens has never told a lie since. I'm saying in that moment, I've watched it a bunch. I watched it a million times when it happened. I argue with everybody then. I know I'm in the minority. I know Yankee fans don't believe what I believe. But honestly, I don't think it's that controversial or that. Like, I think it's pretty obvious. You watch it, he goes to field it, throws it away. Tom in Long Beach. What's up, Tom?
Hey, listen. Thank God somebody finally said the truth.
Yes.
I watched that 50 times. No, what happened was when he went to field what he thought was the ball and he realized that it was a piece of the bat, he didn't even look up at
no.
Piazza. He was pissed because he felt stupid. He just flung it.
I don't know if he felt stupid.
Just,
yeah, I think.
Right there. Everybody's dumb. No one knows.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
There was so much going on with the storyline between him and Mike Piazza. That was the moment everybody's built up for it. He's crazed. Don't get me wrong. I have the
absolutely
Roger Clemens is on another level.
He was embarrassed. It wasn't the ball.
I don't think
he didn't even look. He flung it.
Yes,
he just flung it.
100%. I can't speak to his mind.
I looked at it 100 times.
Yeah. I don't know if
he's
embarrassed.
No. He just felt dumb.
I don't think he felt dumb.
He was embarrassed.
I don't think so.
He was embarrassed.
Okay.
Because he thought it was the ball and it wasn't. But he didn't even look up when he threw it. He just flung it.
I completely agree with you. Other than I don't think he was embarrassed. I think he thought he had the out. I think after all the pressure, all of that built up.
Oh, no, yeah.
After all that built up,
a piece of cake.
He jammed him, broke his bat, got a ground ball back to the pitcher. Yep. He thought he just got Mike Piazza out and that he was, you know, through that moment. I think he was built. I think he's a maniac. Well, I think he's an absolute maniac and was building up to that moment for, you know, a week. He was sitting in his basement eating red meat, drinking coffee, waiting for that at bat with Mike Piazza. And in that split moment, he thought for a half a second he had the out, the at bat was over. He won the battle, jammed him, got an easy ball back to him. When he realized it was the bat, as soon as it hits his hands and he picks it up, he chucks it. He does not look up. He doesn't try to aim. He does it almost all in one moment. He is not trying to hit anybody. Now, it came too close. Again, we talk about this with Aaron Judge. You can't pitch inside. I can't. If I'm Mike Piazza, of course that's what I think. And you can't. You got to be careful. You got to be aware. Mike Piazza, Roger Clemens was completely unaware. He's a maniac. You can't. Of course. That thing could have, with the jagged edge part, could have went right into his thigh or something. You can't just throw. You got to be. He didn't have his mind about him. I totally agree. He's nutso. But he's not trying to. He's pissed off. The bat is not a ball, and he chucks it. He doesn't even look up. Just chucks it. I firmly believe this with every fiber of my being. I've been saying it for years. I've been arguing with people about this for years. He was so amped for that at bat against Mike Piazza. That was the whole game for him. There was so much, obviously, beating him earlier in the year. Piazza lost respect for him. Everybody's asking him about it. That whole game, if you remember, was that moment was the game. That was bigger than the game. He's an absolute maniac who's hyped up to the nth degree and lost it for a half a second, grabbed the bat and absolutely just chucked it. That's it. It's garbage. Yeah, he's like throwing it to a ball boy or something. Just get it off my field. That's 100% what happened. He's not trying to intimidate anybody. He's not trying to throw it at anybody. He's pissed off, and he's throwing a broken piece of wood. Plain and simple. Anything else is just your own opinion of the matter placed on that moment.